Do you reserve chemotherapy for patients who have definite metastatic disease, or will you also offer it to a patient, for example, one who has a very rapid doubling time with just PSA-only disease?
Although these trials established the advantage for women with established metastatic disease, we know from all previous experience with other tumors that the smaller the tumor volume, the smaller the tumor burden, the chances that an active combination of agents against the androgen-independent cells is most likely to be effective earlier than later. But again, prostate cancer is a very heterogeneous disease, so we are probably going to eliminate the clones that are more sensitive early on, and clones that emerge subsequent to that one or survive this initial attack may be less sensitive. My own experience is that, surprisingly enough, and it's not my own because I have exchanged, and I think many of us have observed this, the surprising thing is that the emergent clones from this resistant population do remain sensitive to the taxanes. Sometimes it's not only docetaxel, it can be Taxol, for instance, in combination with estramustine. And you can get just a number of additional months of responses and asymptomatic disease from switching and sort of mixing the ingredients a little bit differently. It's amazing.
So you're saying that you would use chemotherapy or docetaxel specifically in a patient who had hormone refractory disease, but still only PSA disease, no evidence of metastasis.
Yes.
What kind of clinical situations typically would you use docetaxel in that situation?
I generally like to extend the second and third hormonal therapy as much as possible. And I think that all that time we gain, it's valuable time. But I don't necessarily wait for the development of metastases. If they failed the second or third line hormonal therapy and their PSA continues to rise, I think it's time to initiate chemotherapy, although they may be asymptomatic, because you know that that's where they're heading. And once the establishment of, you know, symptomatic metastatic prostate cancer is in place, control of symptoms and complications from the metastases is much harder to achieve. And perhaps because we know what we're faced with from experience with other patients, I think that extending that period of symptoms free, although again, it's unclear if we are extending survival, makes a difference. And certainly with the use of bisphosphonate concomitant, or when the development of metastatic disease is pretty clear, I can tell you from my own experience that the amount of analgesics that I prescribe, I know it from my controlled substances, how often I have to renew the number of pads I use, that it's been a substantial reduction in the amount of pain medications we use compared to just before all the chemotherapeutic agents came along in the late 90s.